Welcome to the Salt Circle Podcast. My name is Hank. With me, he owns this podcast. His technology built it, his will keeps it going, and nearly two-thirds of its people work for him. Whether they know it or not, it's Ben.
I didn't even know I worked for me. What a good... God, it's all so good. We're back on that
We're talking
DC shit.
Superman.
The animated series. What year did this start? I'm looking. Okay, I got this shit out. 96. Bro.
When I was nine.
Bro. Why didn't you tell me this shit was good? It's Batman all over again. Been holding the fuck out on me this whole damn time. Dude, it's so good though. Like, it's so fucking good. And it's weird.
It's very good.
Because it's like, it's good in such a distinct way from Batman. Mm-hmm. Like, it's
well, they were making a conscious choice to do different stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But like, is still wild, you know?
He fights a big fucking rubber duck.
Dude, he fights a giant duck.
That giant rubber duck, like, robot is better than every villain in My Adventures with Superman.
Yeah, no, like, the villain game in this is out of this world. I understand now why, like, you said this Lois Lane made an impression on you. Like, she's fucking so good.
A Smallville.
Dude, that, I watched that, like, five times. I was literally fucking dying. Like, you'll find someone who's kind, patient, understanding, quiet. A Smallville. God.
The accent on Smallville.
Yeah, dude.
It's so fucking good.
It's absolutely prime. It fucking hit the little bit where he's like, well, you see, Lois, I'm actually Superman in disguise, and I just masquerade as Clark Kent so I can get know about disasters as they happen and then push you out of the byline. You're a sick man, Kent. That shit's fucking incredible. The dry-ass delivery. Just unreal. Dude, and that's like, that's a thing. I forget if I mentioned it exactly, but like, the sound design in the show is blowing my mind in a completely different way. I feel like the music is super good. They use a lot of the Superman, mm-hmm. like, theming, right? I feel like they rely more heavily on motifs, which is totally fine because it fucking works. I think if they did it with Batman, it'd be a little weird because of the tone of that show.
I was watching in one of the commentary thing, maybe an interview with this Tim. He said, like, the thing that makes a good Superman theme is you have to be able to sing the word Superman along to it.
Dude, they're not wrong, though.
That's the important part.
Hell yeah. You know, I mean, and like, they do introduce a lot of great elements. Like, there's a lot of good shit going on in the background. Or, like, the standout episode was the Lobo. Dude, Lobo is so cool. Like, he's a shitbag, mm-hmm. but, like, the fucking...
It's so funny that fucking Lobo is the one that gets the two-parter.
Yeah, in the, yeah, dude, of all things.
In this
yeah.
first season.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Brainiac.
Yeah.
Not Metallo. Well, I guess, I mean, Metallo, I guess, gets, like, set up, at least, but...
Yeah, yeah. No, they were. I mean, even with Parasite in his first episode, like, it's clear, like, they're setting these people up to be back.
God, fucking just purple guy Parasite.
Purple guy, yeah.
He's just, dude, a purple guy.
The quality on the voice acting, not like everybody's crushing it. They're doing a great job, but like the literal, like, tangible quality of the recording is fucking insane. Like, mm-hmm. It's doing like some of the same shit that like people do with like their fucking ASMR setup or whatever. Like, it's just crisp beyond all belief. Like, it's actually unreal. There have been times in the background, like, there's so many small noises that they put in the background. I've legitimately thought it was like on my end. Like, mm-hmm. like there was, I guess it would have been the last Parasite episode, because they're in the hospital, right? And someone, one of the doctors or a nurse, is like talking, and there's like gentle like background noise, and it's so background that like I had to pause to see if it was like somebody near me. Like, it was fucking ridiculous. This happened like multiple times, and it's so subtle. Like, they could actually leave it out, and I think you wouldn't necessarily lose anything, like, for most people. But it's fucking wild. Like, that shit, it was blowing my mind. And there were so many. It was like in every episode. Or, like, anytime is just, like, Lois and Clark, like, talking. And it just, like, the quality is incredible. And I mean, along with the writing, right? Like, yeah, the recording quality, the voice actors doing their work, and then, like, the writing is just fucking great. Like, it feels supernatural. It all just flows. I don't know. It's great shit, dude.
Yeah, like, it's really talented people, and they had budget to do shit right.
Yeah. Oh, dude, clearly, I was like, man, I keep putting money in this shit. Look what happens.
Yeah. No, it's kind of a miracle. Can and, you... like, they have, like, they're, like, the voice cast director. I think she's, like, the fucking best. who works on all these shows, like...
Oh, I mean, it's all...
And just, like, the quality of voice actors they have. Like, fucking Malcolm McDowell is here playing Metallo. What? And Clancy Brown as Lex Luthor is just a fucking all-timer. He's so fucking good.
Hell yeah, dude. No, his shit is great. And even, like, the... I mean, we only got the glimpse, but fucking Darkseid... And that final bit, dude, his voice was so fucking cool. Like, he just turns and, like, the fucking quality of his voice, like, welcome to Apocalypse. Fuck. Oh, my God, it's so hype.
Yeah, Michael Ironside is a fucking tremendous dark side.
Yeah. And, like, let's look.
Lobo? And, like, the Apocalypse theme, like, that music that starts playing there. And dude. We're, like, just suddenly we're, like, we're in fucking hell. Like, oh.
I was wondering, see, dude, when that guy
the way up, they built that up is so good.
When that dude showed up, and I'm like, who's the master? Like, who's this guy's master going to be? Because, like, I'm thinking through, like, options that I would know. And I just I was too focused on, like, the tech and the kind of magic-y quality. So I was, like, going the complete wrong direction. And I was not expecting Darkseid, but, you know.
Yeah.
Who does?
The giveaway is the, if you don't know Kanto specifically, the giveaway is the boom tube thing, like that teleporter. But but that's only a giveaway because, like, also they had to, like, figure out how to animate that. Like, that had never been animated before. So
yeah, that makes sense. God,
like, because the thing is, like, the guys who made the show, like, love Jack Kirby's fucking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, his DC stuff wasn't the most popular at its time. And, like, in the late 80s, in, like, the 80s and, the, like, the early 90s, like, Kirby was considered, like, old stuff or whatever. Like, we left that behind or, like, not cool.
Sure.
And then, like, the stuff that really started when I was getting into this stuff was, like, so Kirby influenced that, like, then I go back and I'm like, oh, a lot of it came from fucking Jack Kirby stuff.
Yeah.
Even though, like, his writing is definitely dated, but his, like, design work is so fucking good.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm just making a weird gun or whatever.
Yeah. Man.
And just, like, really, he liked, like, the, like, fucking giant jawed, like, really boxy people.
I can tell.
Became, like, a big part of his style. Yeah.
Dude, Superman looks great, though. Like, I love this design of him.
It's pretty good.
I
don't love it the way I love the Fleischer design, where he's just a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it doesn't hit me in the same way. But, like, it's pretty good. My only real complaint with like the character designs that they do in this and kind of going forward is just like there's a homogeneity to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
But other than that, and I get why they, and I like the reason they did it was to make it easier for the, like to have less animation mistakes sure. when it's being animated to make it, to simplify and make it cleaner. And like the compromises they made on that front, I think are good, but like all the women are fucking tidy waist and fucking
yeah,
got the hips. Like it is.
Dude, these... I man, when did
so when we get Batman again, like the new Batman design is just gonna look like Superman. Like they're gonna have a problem like making them distinct.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I forget what episode it was where like we met whatever woman number whatever, and I was like, damn, these dames be leggy. Like they're
it's all just Bruce Tim has a type and he's gonna continue to put it in the show.
Look, I'm not gonna sit here and complain. And like as someone
I would like a little more variety, but yeah.
And as someone like I think Superman just being a dude is great, but I think I give a slight edge to like I want buff Superman, you know?
Sure.
There's a limit.
That's fair. It's entirely a taste thing. I just find
But like
when I watch the Fleischer cartoons, does a thing to me when Superman does stuff that this doesn't.
Yeah. I was very surprised that they led with his origin, and that's just kind of coming off of Batman, where it's so like it's peppered. And we don't just get the whole fucking thing in one blow. But the fact that we just get an entire, like, two-parter.
Yeah. I think that's built off of the Batman's coming in the wake of, like, the most popular movie ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Tim Burton Batman, which was friggin' huge. And the Superman show is not coming in the wake of a... Like, they're built... The Superman movies they're building off of at all are old at this point.
Yeah, it makes sense. It still got me. Like that them
like that fucking... is that first Superman is from 78.
Yeah. So that story is still like hit pretty good. Like the emotion from like his parents like sending him off, and he's like Jor-El is like, I could send you with, and she's like, no, I'm staying here with you. Like it got me a little bit. I'm easy to get, admittedly, but dude, I'll be real. This show has a lot of cartoony shit in it that I absolutely adore. Like it's just it's the stuff that like, if you think about it, and you get mad about like stuff not working how it should, you're going to have a really fucking bad time. But if you just love silly cartoon things, it's incredible. Like I took what's his name? Garver? The dude who gets inside a parasite with Rudy?
I think it's Carver.
Yeah. He has a fucking super giant, crazy, insane hydraulic press in his house, and that floor is made of wood. And it's a second floor. Like, that shit... But it's hilarious.
There's steel under it. You don't know.
Dude, like, it's great. I fucking love it. Because, like, you don't have to give a shit, right? Or like kind of watching this, it made me think of, I'm relating it to like other Superman stuff I know and seeing and how that goes. Like thinking about, I think it was when Man of Steel came out and there was like a big thing in that movie and there was like a commercial referencing this and like I remember more people discussing it for whatever reason is like every time Superman saves a city, he fucking destroys like the entire city. So like. There's bits of that. Like, Superman's just going to destroy this warehouse or whatever to, like, catch the person. But, like, who gives a fuck? That warehouse... You know how that warehouse gets fixed? It's magic. It gets fixed immediately. Because this is a cartoon, and it's cool. and I don't care at all. And it's whimsical, and it's great. I don't like Brainiac, though. I could not overlook how nonsensical he is. It didn't, of all the cartoony stuff, that one just like computer bad. I need something, it costs $0 to give the computer like even the slightest reason to be bad. a person?
He wants to attain all knowledge and then destroy the universe.
Because it becomes the end more of all precious. Things. What is he, a fucking Yahoo?
He's literally the same as the Collector in this series.
I just, like... Basically. His origin...
Just wants to have it.
His origin leading into that, it's such a disconnect. Computer bad is already a little floppy for me anyway. So, like, that just...
Sure.
Like, him... Like, why'd you have to hide it to fucking upload yourself into a satellite? You couldn't do both. Like, I don't see how any of this is fucking relevant. Like, what, you thought if you told them the planet was ending, they would, like, destroy you? I don't know. That's, like, the only thing that did not hit. Every single other bit was, like, it was just bullseye after bullseye. Mm-hmm. Arrows just split.
And Brainiac being part of Krypton is an invention of this show. That's not from the comics.
Where is he normally?
Well, originally, he was like Green Luthor with in space, who wore like little trunks, and he was just an evil alien that was like somehow it was like maybe he might have been like part or something, and then like he got reimagined in comics as a pure robot.
Gotcha.
But linking him to Krypton was not ever a part of his original origin.
Yeah,
he was just from some other planet.
See, and it just
but literally he starts as like it's this evil alien, and he like just looks exactly like Luthor, except he's green.
That shit would have been so much better and funny. Like, that would be great.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the Brainiac voice a lot.
Oh, his voice is great. His voice is great. Like, the delivery of shit is solid as everything else, but...
I find his like, sleigh chair thing he sits in very funny, just because that is an actual toy that they had to put in.
I mean, that makes... Dude, I was looking at some of this stuff, and, like, seeing, like, what are they making a toy out of? Like, there was the... Uh-huh. When Superman is in the scuba suit, and it has the S on it, and I was like, this is a toy, isn't it?
I think the Superman suits are like my least favorite thing about this show. I just think they all look bad. And I never liked them as a kid. Like, this is lame.
Yeah, they're pretty.
What's my take?
They're pretty meh. I think I like the idea of like the lead suit if he knows like kryptonite is being involved.
Yeah, it was useful, but.
Look, sometimes you got to do function over form, man.
Yeah, but these exist because of their form, which is the weird part to me. Like, I never thought those toys were cool.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Like, as a kid, I was like...
Meh.
Superman is a good design. Why are you making bad Supermans? I don't know. That's like my one nitpick.
Sure. No, that's I see it. The suits don't all do right, anything well, for me.
Probably my biggest. That's just like this is not what I like. But
also
what I do like Superman finding a big rubber duck.
Oh,
that's
punching it. Just pow.
A big rubber duck showing up, and then Mannheim really shoot it. I'm just like, yeah. But it's just a rubber ducky. Shoot it.
This show made this series, this batch of episodes made me eat my fucking words on my adventures with Superman. When
really,
in a sense, maybe that's not the exact right phrase, but I think the vibe applies. When Luthor is doing his little dealings with Brainiac and the fucking U.S. military finds out and they're like, stop it, Luthor. And he's like, no. And they can't make him. And I'm like, what the fuck? Come on, guys. Where's your... What's this? You're the U.S. fucking military. You can't stop him. He's just a guy. He's not even... Like, right. He has no powers. He has fucking nothing. Like, it's the military. Do your usual bullshit. And they didn't.
Nope.
And then the whole time with My Adventures with Superman, like, the fucking military again? Why can't they just be useless? So nobody cares.
Never happy.
I'm never happy, dude. Look, I want the military to be useless unless there's somebody worse than the military in the room with them.
Yeah, and it's when Luthor is on their side. That's when they're effective.
Oh, yeah.
When they're being funded by Luthor.
Yeah. God, all of his weapons shit. Ridiculous.
I love the silent treatment scene. It's what a great way to end that first three-parter.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Superman's just at the window, and Luthor just goes off and, like, cannot... He, like, as soon as he's done talking, he, like, cannot wait 2 seconds before he's, like, boiling with rage.
Throws the fucking thing at Superman and just crushes it. Oh.
It's like, dude, I'll be watching you, Luthor.
That shit was great.
He's like, I'm not done with you. Superman just leaves. People start giving him thumbs ups.
Yeah.
God. No, that's the thing I love their version, this version of Luthor, where he's like, he's the businessman who swapped, but really he's like fucking on tilt. He gets tilted so easily. He's like boiling rage.
Yeah, dude.
Like right there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like not able to control himself.
Dude's fuse is non-existent.
No. And I like that Clark immediately knows what he's up to.
Oh yeah, they waste no time with that bullshit.
He's like, no, I think he let those guys take that suit.
Well, because
it was not stolen from him.
Well, because he saw him, right? He was just like walking out all chill.
Uh huh.
He's an observant.
He's a reporter. Yeah. He's on top of shit.
Yeah. Dude, his
like there was no pretense. We didn't have to like wait around for him to.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like, is he?
Thank God.
Like it just like just bam.
Yeah.
No, Luthor's definitely evil.
Another moment for like establishing Superman's character. Like we get the silent treatment scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually like the same essence of a scene from My Adventures with Superman, which I fucking loved. But here it's when it must be in the second episode when he's still like in high school or whatever, and he fucking the gas station is about to explode and he dives in to like get that girl out and it fucking explodes, and they don't say it in the same way, which is maybe more effective, but like that idea of like, I don't think he knew that he was like explosion proof.
No.
Like he just did it. And that's, I don't know, seeing My Adventures with Superman and like some of the stuff we've read, like that's such a huge thing of like, I actually don't know if I'm gonna die, but I'm gonna protect this person, like on instinct, is just, it's fucking incredible every time, and I love it so much.
Yeah. He's the good guy. He's the superhero.
Dude,
he's got to do the right thing.
He's just doing the
every
right
time.
Thing.
Unless it's an alternate universe version of him, and then he will do the wrong thing, like all the time or whatever.
This also inspired me to, like, my Superman hype was too much. I had to start, like, I needed a second outlet, so I popped open Kingdom Come again.
Uh-huh.
I was, like, skimming through it, because that shit's, like, too fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, every fucking page of that. What a comic, dude.
It's very good.
And then I got, because I really liked Lobo. Like, the fact that, like, I like how he gets put, he's like the last Zarnian. He's like, I killed my fucking entire race as a high school science project. Like, he's fucking, he's in that sweet spot of, like, yeah, he's a shitbag, he's a womanizer, whatever else, like, blah, blah, blah. But it's like that, quaint metalhead way where it like it's not so much that you could be like this is gross, but like yeah. also the metal and shit. And so he gets captured by the I'm forgetting his title in the moment. What's the person?
The preserver.
The preserver, that's what it was. Something I knew. Man. I'm like, it's not the collector, because that's the thing you said before, the preserver.
Yeah. Well, that's what I called him. Oh, I met that guy.
Okay. I thought it was someone. Look, you're telling me there's not
the collector, I think, is from Marvel. I think there's
gotcha.
I think that's a Marvel like character. It's like the same thing.
Tracks. I love that he's putting him in like his natural environment, right? Like he puts Superman in the Krypton shit and it's accurate. The implications of this is that Zarnia is just a fucking heavy metal planet, which fucking rules. I got inspired to look at some of his shit, and there's some newer stuff that he was in with Superman, and that shit's miserable to me, anyway.
Sure.
Just like, no bueno. Just like too, I don't know the word. Superman wasn't good enough, you know? He didn't have the same aura of justice, I guess, was my main beef.
Sure. Uh-huh. That's often a beef I have with Superman comics.
Yeah.
I think Zarnia was literally the opposite in comics, though. I think it was like there was no crime on that planet or something.
You know, I did see it. I saw one of the, I don't know what the proper term is, a miniseries, I guess. Mini run of something. It was like 6 or 10 issues. It was like something about, instead of God, it's like God, like with a W. And
sure.
What was it? There's like a planet that's a utopia. What, the planet is literally like paradise or something, and it's like a utopia, sure. And its citizens are like fucking sick of boring ass utopias. So someone hires them to like fuck it up. Still gonna give that one a look because it sounds great. But yeah, he's easily my favorite like villain so far. Though Rudy's like fucking sure. Parasite is pretty chill. Like Rudy knows what's up. He's like, can I just have cable TV?
he just wants cable, dude. I love that.
If I'm gonna help you, you gotta do something for me. No books. I want cable. Premium channels.
Like completely reasonable requests. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, we could do that. That's fine.
We probably shouldn't bargain on this one, huh? Like, we don't really need to haggle much. Yeah, like he
gets superpowers, but he doesn't really have, his ambitions are like pretty small.
Yeah, like
he's just a guy.
For what he had, like even when he was doing bad shit, it was still like, it's just like stealing shit, like.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing anything. He had Superman powers. He was just kind of like, yeah, I'll rob a bank, I guess. He could have done a lot worse.
Yeah, it's true.
Unlike fucking Luthor, who's my girlfriend is actually kissed Superman, so I'm going to fucking put her in lead.
Uh-huh. Luthor not chill.
She's zero chill, dude. He was so confident about her too. Like, what's the woman's name? His like right hand or whatever, that lady.
Mercy,
right?
Because also created for this show,
right? Because the dude was like, no mercy tonight. I'm like, ha ha ha, mm-hmm. ha ha. He got the line.
Uh huh.
Yeah, her being like, no, I think she's like doing shit. And he's like, of course she's curious about what I'm doing. Have you seen what I'm doing? It's impressive.
Yeah, because it's like, it's like about his own ego, right? No, like she definitely likes me. I'm awesome.
Yeah. And Mercy tries like the told you so line or whatever. She says, she doesn't say told you so, but she says something. He's like super pissed. Yeah.
He's not happy. Also, Lana is so fucking thirsty for Clark.
Dude, Lana, I was watching that. Even in the first episode where she like says she has a crush on him and Clark just doesn't give a shit like at all. And I'm like, she's not drawn even... It's funny because this is such a... If I told someone about these episodes but didn't describe necessarily what the people looked like them in high school and then this episode, I think it's pretty easy to assume that she was like the, I don't know, the nerd girl or whatever, like kind of an ugly duckling situation or something like that, right? And now she's gorgeous. But no, like she was just always hot and like crushing on Clark and he just doesn't give a shit. And it's like the chaddest thing you've ever seen in your life. She's just all over him. He's like, yeah. Don't count on it.
He needs someone to be mean to him.
Dude, I fucking get it.
It's what he's into.
He needs someone with a bit more of an accent.
Just like, he just looks at Lon and is like, yeah, that's just my horny sister.
You'll always be like a... If you say sister.
Always be like a sister.
You'll always be say that. You'll always be like my Sword Art Online sister.
Ugh.
Yeah, you like that one?
Nope. I don't like that one.
What a garbage show. Yeah, no, that shit was pretty funny. Also, you know, it's a little weird. I mean, it's weird because of, like, I'm coming in from, like, other shit. But, like, Lois being, like, yeah, me and Luther were a thing. I dumped him because, like, have you seen him? Have you talked to him?
Yeah.
It's just weird. It's just weird to think about.
Yeah. No.
I guess I do, because I'm thinking, like, you know, for a split second in my head, I was thinking, like, the logistics of it, right? Like, he probably doesn't come off as a shitbag immediately to people, right?
Yeah.
If you're a successful business.
I mean, also, she was probably investigating him.
Yeah, sure. But it made me think of in this show how, like, they could have, again, it goes back to, like, what you mentioned with like his introduction, right? The fact that we never see him being like a good person, basically. Like there's no point at which he's like trying to win someone over in a way that feels genuine or like even remotely close to being a passable lie of kindness. He's just always a shitbag. It's kind of great.
Yep.
Look, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I really like in Batman how you have like these super sympathetic villains, right?
Yes.
For the most part. And then you have Joker who remains mysterious, which is also fucking great, but like is clearly insane. And I was thinking about that. Was kind of like the reason why I'm just like nitpicky, sort of like eye roll amount of irked by Brainiac instead of like this is super actual shit is like it's kind of nice just to have villains who are just like they're just bad, like they're not crazy, they're not whatever, they didn't have like a trauma, like they're just shitty people. Like they're just assholes.
Yeah,
so like
I mean I think the one who's the closest to a Batman villain is Toy Man.
Yeah, sure. Well, he's just out for vengeance.
Partly because he's fucked up and kidnaps a woman.
Yeah. You know.
Classic Mad Hatter shit.
Yeah. Well, look. Maybe if the women gave a nice guy like him a chance, Hank. Okay?
If she didn't write such a mean article about him.
Yeah.
This time, get it right as I put this guy up into a firing squad.
Yeah. Take well, good notes.
Strung up like a puppet. But like it just means that like the way these shows are written is different. Like they're much more about plot than they are about character.
Yeah.
And so but that works because then they get to like go for it more with the sci-fi stuff or like whatever. Like that's how they that's like the balance of like you get Metallo who's like gets to rip off his own skin or Metallo also you get some good
pretty
psychological stuff.
Yeah.
Because what he's going through is so fucked up where he can't literally feel anything. It's not like he's a sympathetic person. It's just what happened to him is so fucked up.
Yeah. No, like he's like he was obviously a bad person, but like that's a harsh fate to bestow on a person.
Literally never feel pleasure again.
Dude, that was such a good... He's like, you'll never feel pain. He's like, and what about pleasure? Like, damn. The delivery just out of this world. Also, the fact, like, when Luthor is like, but you'll live forever. He's like, why would I want to live like this? What? Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, I do love the fact that Luthor does effectively talk him down that first time.
I mean, he has, like, good points. I think the point about him, like, being, like, first off, let's be clear, I'm pretty sure he was lying about having people around the world working on
getting, oh, yeah, like, definitely. Feeling.
But I think he is, like, he was objectively correct that, like, it's a someday thing. And funny enough, like, if you look at reality, he was correct. Like, we kind of have a bit of that going on now, right? Like, you link to nerves and shit, and, like, it's not one-to-one, but you get a little bit in, like, some prosthetics or their shit. So, like, he's not wrong, but, like, also, fuck, dude. Like, it's been, like, 12 hours.
Yeah. No, he spends, like, one day in that skin, and he's like, I have to rip this skin off me.
Yeah, dude.
So,
you know, speaking of fucking ripping skin... Nothing shocked me more, I think, in this show than Lobo ripping the skin off of that serpent while they were trapped.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's going to pick it up by the tail and fucking, like, swing it or something or shake it. No, it literally took me, like, a couple... There was, like, such a lag in understanding what he did because my brain was... I was so expecting that, and I was so nowhere in any universe was I like, yeah, what I guess the skin coming off is a possibility. It was so far fucking removed that I didn't register what happened at first.
It's like a snake, it shed its skin.
Yeah, except it was like escape. Muscle and fucking veins and shit.
It was real gnarly.
Dude, it was like, because that was my first thought too. I'm like, oh, because like it's a snake or whatever. And I'm like, that's not, he went deep. It's multiple layers. No, that shit was kind of fucked. But, like, you know, like, I mean, it's funny, but, like, damn.
I like when the preserver took off his skin.
Dude, the preserver, that was such a good bit. It's so fucking dumb. Like... I mean, I can't think of something better. Like, that's fucking prime.
It's like this weird floaty guy with big head and tiny arms, no legs. And then he just, like, takes off his skin and he's this giant monster with knife arms. And
yeah, dude.
Huge mouth.
The best part is that there's zero attempt to even show or tell, like, how that works. And that's what's fucking great about it. We just cut. It.
And he's, like, stepping out of it. And you're like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah. And it's so good.
Just a fucking... Yeah. And that's, like... And that type of design with for that creature is like extremely Glenn Murakami, who worked on this show.
Okay.
And then he goes on and he like is like the head of the Teen Titans show they make. Comes out sort of late in this era, but is like not connected because it's more comedy and anime
than this. Yeah. You're telling like the original.
And also, like he worked on Ben 10. So like there are a lot of Ben 10 designs that look like that too.
Dude, that's what it is. That's where I know it from. I didn't watch Ben 10, but like it was in my, there were ads for it all the fucking time whenever I'd be near a TV with satellite or whatever.
Yeah.
That's why it seemed kind of familiar. You're absolutely, yeah, that's it.
So they're just like that kind of mouth shape and sure. like eyes and stuff. It's just like, oh, that's Glenn Murakami design. it's like very distinct, especially in this show compared to other stuff. Like it stands out.
Because
he's just like one other person working on it, right? He's not like the head of it.
Yeah.
But his style is so, has such a distinct quality to it. Sometimes shit is just fucking metal like that in that particular way.
Hell yeah, dude. That's also such a, it's a trope that I would say I quite enjoy, is like you have any character remotely close to Lobo, but like also in contrast to all of their fucking psychotic bullshit, they're like, yeah, I will absolutely adhere to my word even if it kills me. I don't know, I fucking like that. I respect people who keep their word, you know, as someone who constantly is late to recording and all that shit.
In the show we get Inner Gang as actual Inner Gang and not a band of teens.
Yeah.
The reason I don't like the whole point of Inner Gang being called Inner Gang is it's just Interpol, but with gang instead of like police.
Yeah.
Like that's the joke. So just making them teens is just weird to me. If you're good for Inner Gang, that's just using a name to use it. Like that's extreme. Jack Kirby sense of comedy in naming things is Inner Gang. It's like, take a thing and then just tweak it slightly. Like the Mother Box. It's called the Mother Box because it's a motherboard, but it's a square. It's a cube.
Where's Mother Box from? I don't remember that.
That's the thing that makes boom tubes. Like they haven't explained it yet.
Okay.
But it's the thing that lets
them fucking spoilers.
Sorry.
I mean look. I'm absolutely certain I would have come across that word in some of the things we've read. Yeah. Cuz boom tube, as soon as you said boom tube, I knew what you meant. Like that came back.
Mm. Yeah. It does other stuff too, but like the main thing is like that, and what we've seen is it making a boom.
Sure.
Although I think in that they treated it like the fucking Infinity Gauntlet in that Justice League movie. That's bad.
Hell yeah. Everybody loves the Infinity Gauntlet, dude.
It's just the big MacGuffin.
Yeah.
The other thing about this season is this design for Turpin. That's just what Jack Kirby looks like. They just made him look like Jack Kirby.
Oh, that's pretty good. I didn't fucking know that. I was like, this dude looks so fucking distinct compared to other characters.
Yep. Uh-huh. Nope.
That's pretty funny. That's
kind of what Jack Kirby looked like, putting him in the show.
I mean, that's good funny. Shit. I'm about it.
Yeah. And I saw this before I knew who Jack Kirby was, really, so.
Yeah.
I only know that going backwards.
Damn.
Yeah, and like bringing in the fourth world stuff is like the real, it's like the real big thing this show does, because like any previous animated series of Superman, none of them had done it before this. And yeah. And it was just like, because they were like going through the Superman villains and they're like, we're kind of out of good ones already. Like, they're like, the way they describe it is like, there's just too many Superman villains who are just like a dude in a suit.
Yeah.
He's kind of fat or whatever. Just too many guys. Like, even Toyman, I think, is just a normally a guy in the comics. They had to, that design is new to the show, yeah, too.
Gotta spice him up a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's mostly everything.
Yeah, I'm just kind of peeking, like, I'm peeking at, like, the composer list.
Uh-huh.
It might surprise you to know that the overlap of composers that worked on this and that worked on, like, every other DC animated thing at this time is, like, one circle.
Uh-huh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool shit.
They also work on Tiny Toons and Animaniacs and Freakazoid.
There was
like the comedy shows that they were making.
I mean, there's one dude, Christopher Lee Carter. Like, this is damn near all he's done. He did Batman, Superman, New Batman Adventures, Batman Beyond, the movie, Zeta Project, which is a spinoff based on the character Zeta from Batman Beyond. Go figure.
Yeah, we're not going to do that one. That one's just because it's not very good.
Justice League Unlimited, Young Justice, 2017,
Young Justice,
Batman and Harley Quinn, 2019, movie. Another movie, I guess. Teen Titans, and then a bunch of Batman the Brave and the Bold.
Hell yeah. God, I love Batman Brave and the Bold.
I think in 2020, apparently. He did Marvel stuff. Oh, shit, dude. Guess what Marvel thing he fucking did? Animated what? Thing. Spectacular Spider-Man.
Hell yeah.
This dude is out here just fucking racking him up. And then he did
things that have enough of a budget to pay him.
And then he did like some Ben 10 stuff and Scooby-Doo stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then one other thing. What the fuck is this list? Under works, it's all DC animated universe, other DC animated works, Marvel animated works, other animated, and that's 3 Ben 10, 3 Scooby-Doo. And then there's just one table that says other works, and it's Siren from 2016, which I guess is a horror film.
Great.
It just like on its own. That's pretty funny.
Trying to break into movies.
Dude, I'm kind of fucking tempted to watch. What did he do? What did it sound like? Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
No, shit's, dude, what a, it's good to be back.
It's good to be back. The show is good.
Oh, dude, it's so fucking good. You know, I'm coming from my adventures with Superman. I'd say so far, like, I'd call it equal. Cause like that one,
it's very different.
It does, yeah. But you know, they're doing different shit. Great,
yeah.
So it's, I don't, I wouldn't compare them in that, like, which one is better. Like, they're just doing, they're about different shit.
Well, so I would say, as far as like villain designs, this is better. But
yeah,
like,
sure,
that's the weakest part of that new show.
Yeah,
for me.
Well,
like the character work is what's fucking top notch.
Yeah, like the villain design's kind of eh. The design of Lois's back, like they went all in. Half the budget was in that single shot.
It is the important thing.
Look, people were blushing all the time. Highly critical.
There's highly much critical. More blushing. Much more blushing. I guess another thing I'm not like super into is this like version of Jimmy Olsen. Like
in this animated series?
In this one. Yeah.
He's
whatever.
I mean, yeah, he's there. He exists.
Just comparing it to, like, if you were just, I think it would be better if they were just doing, like, Silver Age Jimmy Olsen. I would be more into it. It would be funnier to me if you were just, like, in a suit with, like, a bow tie.
Yeah. That'd be pretty good.
Instead of trying to make him 90s cool or whatever.
Yeah, he certainly does
He feels extra dorky by being 90s cool, which is, you know, it's fine, but.
Yeah. Man, he had a fucking line where I was like, this seems dated as hell. I was like, oh, there was a purple monster. He's like, is it Barney?
Extremely dated.
Kids today don't even fucking know.
Don't even know.
I actually have no idea if Barney is still on air. I assume no, but you never know who they reboot.
I loved that show until I extremely didn't. Just like one day woke up, was like, I don't like this anymore. There was a small child.
Yeah. My sister was into it a little bit. There was like a point where it was like tolerable. Like the Barney movie wasn't abysmal. But like, yeah, it was a very rapid.
Any of it. I only really remember that I loved it. And then one day I was like, this sucks.
Why am I here?
It's like I am an adult and it's time to put away childish things.
Well, dude,
let me go play Pokemon.
You know the story about that kid that was in like he was like paralyzed or whatever,
no.
Right? No.
No stories. The only other Darny story I know is playing the computer game Barney Carnage. We installed that on like every computer at our school.
Hell yeah.
It was like a Flash game, but like it was just a Mac game, so pre-Flash, but it was just like you just click it on Barney's and they die brutally.
Did I play it? Maybe I played this.
It was all our computers were Macs, so it was a Mac game.
I don't recognize it, but like
I have no idea where it came from. We spread it like a virus.
I think I played a thing going by Google screenshots. I played a game that is functionally the same.
Sure.
Idea. It's just like clearly inspired by that. And it's just like it's a first person perspective and shit. Because by the time I was in school, it was like Flash stuff. So
this was like,
yeah,
they would like there was like a little image of like a little JPEG. And you would click on it.
Yeah. No. I see the one you're talking about. But there's another one that's like the same shit, but you're on the ground or whatever.
It's like a Doom clone or whatever.
Kinda, yeah. No, this kid was like, I don't know what the exact term was, but essentially he was like alive and they didn't, like, he was aware-ish, but they didn't think he was like aware. He just kind of existed, but like could breathe on his own and stuff, I believe, or something. So he's in like a special care facility, but like they would just shove him in front of the TV all day because they thought that there was like nothing going on. He was aware the entire fucking time, and they would just have Barney going like constantly. And he eventually came out of it and he was like, this is like, it was his personal hell. Because he couldn't communicate any of it. He couldn't fucking do anything. I don't even think he was at the point, like, I don't know if he could close his eyes even or what, something, but like,
God.
Yeah. So, but that was the good thing to come out of this is, like, I'm pretty sure that was instrumental in, like, even if you think the person isn't aware, maybe change up the shit they're taking in just in case, and because it's super easy for you to do. Uh-huh. Like, that became a standard or whatever. Yeah, fuck Barney. But Superman, on the other hand, could have plopped them down in front of that shit. No worries.
True. I watched this over and over again.
I mean,
love that episode's called The Way of All Flesh. What a good title.
Dude, that fucking title. When I saw that title, I was like, this seems a little hardcore. What's the demographic again? Oh, kids. Right. The demographic was late 90s kids. I see.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Me. Yeah. 9-year-old me.
Yeah, it was Hank.
Love that shit. And that, like, there's that when, like, in the Little Piece of Home episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. That, like, one of my favorite shots of this thing is Luthor, like, staring into Superman's face in that close up.
When he's super fucking close. Yeah.
Yeah. And then at the end of that, Superman's like, I don't negotiate with criminals, and flies away. And then Luthor's just like, well, then I guess I'll just have to kill you. Like, yeah. Goddamn.
Yeah, dude.
Kid show.
Dude, people are, like, getting fucked up in this. Like, they don't show any of it, of course, but, like, all those situations, not everyone had to come out okay.
No.
Yeah. Shit's great. I'm, like, super pumped to do fucking more, dude. That dark side ending. They fucking got me. I was like, by the time I got there, and I was like, I really want more. And then Darkseid fucking, like, we got to Apocalypse. I'm like, I fucking need more. Like, they fucking gave me the sucker punch right at the end.
Because it's just your son that you're here in hell.
Dude, it's fucking incredible. Oh, it's so good.
And I've, like, just, like, going into that when you've, like, never seen anything like that. Unreal good.
Yeah, man. No, that's great shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so next time we're going to watch through episode 31, which is the end of the three-part World's Finest special, which was, like, aired as a TV movie in prime time. That's the where they bring Batman back. It's the Batman Superman crossover.
Gotcha.
But it's, like, effectively three episodes of the show, but it was aired as, like, a TV movie. I think it won an Emmy or something.
Didn't we read World's Finest or watch?
Yeah.
What did we do? We did something with it.
Yeah, we read a comic, one of the World's Finest comics.
Oh, okay. Was that the orphan one?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and that's just a reference to the World's Fair comic that was the first thing where they were both in.
Okay.
But then when they made it their own thing for DC as a way to team them up, they changed it to World's Finest.
Yeah.
Since they didn't have the World's Fair branding or whatever. That was...
Also,
but that's like the origin of why that phrase is that phrase.
Gotcha.
It's just a thing they use for teaming up Batman and Superman now.
I'm about it. It sounds good. I like it. I think it's better than if they had World Fair. Like, World's Finest sounds better.
Yep.
And then after that, we're switching back to Batman. We're doing season two of this and then back to...
Well, yeah. Yeah, we're not breaking this show up by seasons after this because they're extremely uneven in size. Season 4 is literally 3 episodes.
Yeah.
For how they list it. And I don't know why they're even listed as seasons, because, I mean, I guess by when they were released.
Convenience.
Presumably. I know they was all produced in, like, one chunk. They just made it, like, as one thing.
Sure.
And they were, at some point, they were working on Batman and Superman at the same time. So. But yeah, then we'll do, like, half of New Adventures of Batman, and then we'll go back to, and then we'll like alternate
mm-hmm.
to the end.
Okay. Yeah, so I was pretty sure that's what the plan was. Sweet.
You excited?
Dude,
I'm excited.
I'm fucking ready. This shit is too good.
Yeah. There are some later episodes in Superman that I think are some of the weaker stuff they did so far, but
yeah.
Oh, we've still got plenty of bangers.
We'll get there when we get there. Yeah, man. I'm fucking ready.
Yeah. It's saltcirclepodcast@gmail.com, saltcirclepod on Twitter. There's a fire truck outside. It's coming for me.
Because it's too hot. The podcast is too hot.
Peace.